Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, James.
Yeah?
Dad's not home. Oh. Let's talk about sex.
Ooh.
And this is Unfeatured Articles. Hello and welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to everybody's least favourite podcast,
Unfeatured Articles.
The show where we come in, we talk about some articles on a variety. It used to be Wikipedia.
Yeah.
But now it's just wikis of any kind that some might say they're not featured articles, James.
Oh, no.
They're unfeatured articles.
Oh, yes.
And today, we're missing a very dear member of the team, aren't we?
We are, indeed.
Oh, man. Mm. His surly voice is not here. Riley McNamara is unfortunately unable to attend today's recording.
Yes.
Recording. So we've got someone to step in.
We do.
We've got our dear friend who we consistently reference on the podcast.
Yep.
Your man, Alex Smith. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How you guys going?
Good, man.
Very
how you
well.
Been since the last time we saw you on the podcast?
Good.
Because we haven't seen you since then.
Wait, is this your second time
on the podcast? That's
not
fair.
Oh, shit, there's other people here.
Whoa, levels. We also, yes, because the power of Riley's voice is equivalent to three people's normal voices.
Not only do we have just a guest host, we also have guests on the podcast.
Guests on the podcast.
Hello.
Hi.
So we have the wonderful Taylor Davidson from...
Oh, you're not going to use my name on the podcast?
Also known as Princess Jezebel of Thank And Then
you.
They Fucked.
Uh-huh.
You were also... You also host the Floof and Papa podcast, don't you?
I do, but there's...
As Jezebel as well.
Princess Jezebel.
Then our TNC's resident dog podcast. And we have a special treat. Yes. Our righteous podcast father, Zane C. Weber, is joining us and he's going to do one
father.
For us today.
Hi, everyone. I'm Zane.
I've never heard that voice before.
I want you to keep it up. Can you do that?
Yeah.
This is Zane's real voice.
This is how I talk.
Yeah.
This is how he talks.
I love it. So we are talking about an interesting topic.
Yeah, because we originally thought we'd do a And Then They Fucked crossover. Episode and we talk about...
sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me.
Let's talk about all the good things. Cut it there, otherwise we'll get
a copyright strike. Because we're exactly like the real
recording. We thought we'd talk about obscure sex stuff, maybe some sexy items.
Ooh.
And then we lost Riley, so we also thought Alex was... Or it was around and we'd just bring him in.
Yeah. That's
and he's fair. Sexy.
I just wanted to include you, buddy.
And he's sexy. This is like a sleepover.
You're
like, do you want to be on the show? And I was like, yes, please.
Ain't got nowhere else to go.
Oh, shit.
I'd also like to address some allegations were made against me and my teeth habits on this show. I brush and floss. And use mouthwash. I'm just scared of the dentist.
Alex, you're English, so like you're already down a point.
You're allowed to have bad teeth.
Alex's teeth are very nice.
And have a retainer. I have lovely teeth that I take very good care of.
It's true.
This is a niche bit from like at least 20 episodes ago where I was like, Alex hasn't been to the dentist in 9 years.
You heard some shit at me.
Excuse me,
when was the last time
you went to the dentist?
2 years, but that's still not a thing.
That's most of a baby.
2 years?
What?
Yeah. Is that not how long babies...
It's a different gestation period for human women.
That was a weird...
No, I think you meant most of like when you can call a child a baby. Like 1 to 2, that's a baby. But like 3 to 4, that's a kid.
But I 100% meant the...
He was doing a goof. Looks like you need some sex ed.
Then you're on your own, mate, unless you're an elephant.
The segues, he's so good at the segues.
King of segues, James.
Right here on this podcast.
Look at him go.
In fact, why don't you kick us off with your article?
Okay, so I would like to give an honorable mention to what I was going to pick.
Sure.
Which is just called, because there's no short name for it, it's called Dragons Having Sex with Cars. That's as cut and dry as it is.
Is it just what it does on the tin?
Yeah, I mean...
What is this, a meme or something?
Some images up if you want to
have
a look.
We'll chuck them in the show notes.
Yeah, we'll chuck them in the
show notes. I feel like I say that a lot and we never do. And probably this is a good one.
I mean, this is a good one.
Do we? I don't read the show notes.
I definitely put them in the show notes.
I keep forgetting.
Keep forgetting.
Yeah, if anything, like, this is the one where we shouldn't commit to the things we say we're going to put in the show notes, because otherwise we're just going to have these very pornographic show notes.
Sorry, welcome to our life.
Oh, yeah.
Except we don't really put anything in the show notes.
Not pictures.
Oh, my gosh.
Never
it's
the
so
pictures.
Real. It's so
real. Do you want me to commit or do you want me to
commit? Yeah, no, I mean, it
is so a great sex podcast, and this is very arousing, so yeah, keep
you're
going.
Welcome.
I'm so happy. All right, Alex, what are you actually picking?
So my actual article is aeromorphs.
Okay.
One more time.
Aeromorphs. And the I couldn't find a Wikipedia article because, of course, but on Urban Dictionary, similar to an anthropomorph,
okay,
but with planes instead of animals.
Yeah.
Possibly popularized due to Transformers. For example, that aeromorphic A10 has some juicy boobs. So basically,
it's juicy today.
It's a plane that looks like a human, kind of, but far more plain than human.
This sounds like something my dad would be into.
You should definitely check it out. James is
getting the hang on. Can we just pause there for a second? Yeah. Did you just say the words, "This sounds like something my dad would be into"?
Yes. A gentle gasp from James Keogh.
Oh, these are some erotic some planes.
Sexy planes.
Sexy planes.
Oh, boy. Shout out to Alan if you're listening, by the way.
Please, Dad, don't be listening, by the way.
What are your thoughts, James, seeing this for the first time?
Oh, man. So, okay.
What is it? Aeromorphs?
Aeromorphs. Okay, so essentially...
Like the chocolate bar,
Aero. Disney Bazoot is literally just going to be us watching porn together, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. To paint a mental image...
Your man Alex Smith is not affiliated with Aeromorphs.
Oh, my God.
Anyway.
So these are busty planes.
It's
busty.
So
busty planes.
These are some busty planes. Just basically planes with boobs.
There's a person pretending to be a plane that's pretending to be a person.
Yeah.
Unnecessary.
Hey, big rule of the podcast. We do not kink shame.
Yeah, no kink shaming.
I'm not kink shaming.
But some things can't be unseen.
Yeah.
True.
This voice
but if
can't
you
want to
dress up as a plane and get your fuck on,
go for it.
I'm not shaming. I'm just, I don't think it's necessary.
That's shaming.
That is shaming.
That sounds like shaming to me.
No, I'm proud of you. Many things in my life aren't necessary, and I indulge them anyway.
All right. It's a lifestyle choice. Do you have more to say about aeromorphs?
I like it.
Only that now it's the only way. No, I'm bailing out of that joke. Shall we move on? Should we move on?
Sure. All right.
Okay, I just want to reiterate that I think aeromorph is a beautiful thing.
Yeah. This one's got feet.
So they are like, it's art. It's mainly, I'm tipping it's on DeviantArt. A lot of just planes that are sort of anthropomorphized.
Yes.
And they got a lot of boobs.
I think
a lot
it's
of boobs.
A
lot of
probably a funny joke, but there comes a time where you spend a few hours drawing a sexy plane as a funny joke.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, this is going to be so funny. I've been drawing this sexy plane for a few hours now.
Mm-mm.
What
a good
one
joke.
Dad who makes good money.
Yeah. True, actually. True. They're making more than we can ever imagine.
Maybe it's the
it's
new...
like they've gaslighted themselves into believing.
Right. Yeah.
Maybe this is the new Qantas marketing scheme.
Oh, my God.
Sex sells. Get a sexy plane out there.
Yeah, man.
I don't know that it'd be as aerodynamic as your regular planes.
No. It's like brands who like create idols for their company.
Yeah.
Like Crunchyroll, you know, has whatever. Anyway, do you want to move on to mine?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm so ready.
Do we get choice or is it going to happen anyway?
It's time to talk about sex, the 2004 Tila Tequila EP. This was, I assume we're all just talking about Tila Tequila songs and like, so this is, so
big,
sex.
Big fan of Tila Tequila.
Sex, I assume that my whole life I've been brought up. Sex, of course, people have been referring to the Tila Tequila EP.
Yeah.
That's what it is. That's what sex is.
Your parents
is.
Sat you down, they gave me the birds and the bees, and they were like, so there's this album out there.
Yeah. They handed me the EP. They said, this is what sex is.
Yeah.
So sex, of course, is the debut EP by American recording artist Tila Tequila. It's a bit raunchy, but let's really get into it. It's time to talk about sex. I've never actually talked about or known about sex before, so it's really time. This is a really good kind of experience
for
me.
It's educational for you.
It's very
educational. Do it with someone special.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Listen to sex with someone special, right?
Yeah.
That's
man.
What I've been brought up.
I first listened
or
to
a sexy plane.
Yeah, or a sexy plane.
I lost my virginity to the sex album. I was listening to it while also watching the film Frozen.
Ah, nice.
That's just a fun little bit from my life.
Yeah.
I thought I'd share on this podcast.
Alex, when did you first listen to the album Sex by Tila Tequila?
I mean, I probably had on my headphones on the bus, you know.
A special moment. What an image just popped into my brain.
That did not parallel the way it should have.
So Sex, of course, is an electronic pop record, which contains elements of other genres such as punk rock, new wave, and classical music. Tequila wrote most of the songs from the perspective of her alter ego, Jane. The EP...
Can you imagine if their name was Tequila? Alter ego is Jane?
Yeah.
If your name's Tila Tequila, you don't go in to Starbucks and say, "Can I just have a large coffee for Tila Tequila, please?"
You don't say that at all because the sizes are tall grande and like the one venti.
The bloody coffee dunk
into some Starbucks.
Taylor's just here for Starbucks facts.
Yeah.
Starbucks.
You got sexy Starbucks over there?
Yeah, it's called Starbucksophilia.
Good.
Oh, only being
A better name would have been Star Fox.
That just sounds like
but that's not a fetish.
I must issue a correction. Sex came out in 2007, so that's when Sex was invented. Everybody, remember when Sex was invented in 2007?
How old were you in 2007? 10?
I was 10. Yes, 10 years old when Sex was invented.
Wow.
I remember it well.
Do you?
So, of course, Sex's track listing is Intro, Sex, Little Brat.
That's how it goes.
Yeah.
That's how it goes.
So the foreplay, of course, Intro, and then Sex, and then Little Brat, and then Rat Room, and then Summer Night Falls, and then Lipstick Flavored Cherries.
Yeah, good.
As we all know.
Lipstick Flavored Cherries.
That reads like the synopsis of a very sad book.
Yeah.
What's Rat Room?
If that's third base.
What?
Wait, you're going from Sex to third base?
Yeah, it's weird. Like, it's a. I mean, I didn't make Sex. Tequila did. So, take it up with her. Upon its release, Sex received mixed to negative reviews from critics.
Mixed to negative.
I mean, we've all been there, am I right?
I mean, I know when listening to Sex, I've had some
mixed to negative
reviews from critics.
Stephen Thomas Erlewine at AllMusic gave it only 1 star out of 5. Mostly criticizing its production.
Did you know that Tila Tequila had, I mean, probably not by the time this comes out, but she had a Satan-possessed meltdown on camera like a day ago?
Ooh. A day ago?
Ooh. Yeah, like this is recent news.
Satan-possessed breakdown.
Troubled Tila Tequila says Satan possessed her in bizarre on-camera meltdown.
Can we get into
this? Podcast just get sad for a moment?
Can we talk about this?
Tila Tequila okay?
Yeah, do we need to talk about Tila
She
Tequila?
Doesn't look okay.
Oh, yikes. No. Oh, God.
Tequila has, look, I'm going to say a varied career.
A tumultuous past.
Yeah.
Oh, do you know what her real name is?
What?
Jane? That's just her alter ego.
No, it's Tien Than Thi Nguyen.
Oh, yeah.
It's 3 T's and then Nguyen.
T-T-T Nguyen.
Also known as Tila Tequila, Tien Nguyen, Miss Tila, and Tornado Tien.
Not mentioned is Jane. I don't know where Jane came from.
Weird.
Tila Tequila 2, Backdoored and Squirting, is a movie that she was in.
not a movie. That was her sex tape.
It's a film.
Yes.
It's a cinematic history.
Was
it nominated for any Oscars?
Yes.
Audience reviews, Taylor Davidson posting publicly, exit out, exit out.
Oh, holy... So Tila Tequila, I'm on her page now.
Yeah, sure.
She has subsequently received negative attention for her support of Adolf Hitler.
Ooh.
As well as anti-Semitic and white nationalist comments, which has led to her expulsion from Celebrity Big Brother.
So what we've learned is that Sex is bad.
Sex is bad because Tila Tequila invented it and she's a Nazi.
So anyone who has Sex is a Nazi.
Is a Nazi. Don't do it, folks.
Tequila, tequila.
You heard it here first, folks.
Abstinence.
Abstinence is the way to go.
Otherwise, you're a Nazi.
Yep.
Taylor, what you got?
I got some fetishes for y'all.
Tell me about
it. And the thing that I like the most about them is just the names.
Oh, please.
Just because the names are even funnier than the actual fetish. Okay.
Fetish.
Itch.
I like the way you pronounce
it. It was very delicate.
Fetish.
I am a lady. Okay. I'm probably pronouncing it wrong. Ichthyophilia?
Ichthyophilia?
Yeah, sure. This behavior refers to those who derive sexual arousal from fish.
Ichthyophilia.
Oh.
No, that,
ah, thank you, sir.
That's pescatarian. You're thinking of pescatarian.
Astrophilia?
Fucking centrist. Choose a side.
Refers to the sexual attraction toward thunder and lightning.
Ooh.
I got a little bit of that.
I got a little bit of astrophilia.
Yeah.
What?
I had a boyfriend and we would only have sex when it was raining.
Lightning is scary, guys. I'm just a dog in a t-shirt.
Okay, we can't all write the 8-minute hit song, The Gale.
How dare you drag me?
this one is a fascinating.
That's a little reference to hit podcast My Song Sucks.
Yeah,
sorry,
go listen.
Taylor, keep going.
Yeah, when you're ready. Bastinado. Any guesses?
Bastinado.
Bastards?
The level from Kingdom Hearts.
Deserts.
Ooh.
What?
Deserts.
No.
Oh.
Wait, what
is
was
a
it?
Form of okay. foot beating where the soles of a person's bare feet are beaten continually with such implements as leather/rubber straps, bats, canes, rods, electric cords, truncheons.
I did not know that that had a specific name.
It is called bastinado.
I developed the lisp.
Yeah. This
also,
is going to transform
the progression of this character.
When it said implements such as bats, I just imagine like a live bat that's like whacking someone's foot.
It's going to the sex store and buying a bunch of bats.
Live
what for?
Bats.
I'm a bastinado. So.
Big night planned, huh? Yo, I got this fuck ton of bats. It's going to be hard.
It's going to be hard, man.
Climacophilia.
That's when you're scared of orgasming?
Mm-mm. This behavior refers to individuals that get sexually aroused from falling down the stairs.
Ooh, okay.
So anyone who's ever said, I'm just clumsy, you know they fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
they fuck.
Oh, goodness. Defecaleostephilia.
Oh, it's
shit talk.
Right?
Ah,
but
refers to individuals that are sexually aroused by painful bowel movements.
Ah.
Specifically.
Ah.
I've always wanted to know what I was doing. Okay.
Yeah, you guys ever had a really big poo and then were like, yeah, I'm ready.
Everyone has. Let's not act like we haven't.
Let's not act like we haven't.
Incorrect.
Really?
Yeah.
A good poo is its own reward.
Yeah, it's true.
It's like Spider-Man. Action and a good poo is its own reward.
I once had a gay friend of mine describe sex, anal sex, reciprocatory anal sex as being, you know the feeling you have when you do a really good poo? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, it's like that for 20 minutes. And I was like, okay, sounds fun.
I beg to differ, but all right.
Yeah. What else you got, Tay?
I got one more I'm going to give you.
All right, one more.
Which is where I found this page. Stygiophilia.
Stick insects.
No, it's referring to the sexual pleasure from the thought of going to hell.
Oh damn.
I like stigmata.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Okay. So you're like, hell yeah.
Hell yeah, indeed.
Hey, I'm just checking that Zane did just say stigmata, right?
Yeah, cool.
I'm kind of just nodding along because I'm slowly losing my understanding of what he's saying.
Yeah, by the end of the podcast, it's just going,
this is how Zane always speaks. What are you guys talking about?
It's his normal voice.
Are you doing a Riley McNamara impression?
I do not think so. You go see a bird back there.
Oh, the knees.
Hang on a minute, guys. Let's just take a step back here.
Yep.
Let's just have a look. This is my Riley McNamara impression.
Oh, okay.
It was you've got the inflection.
Give me another one.
Yeah.
Nah, it's gone now. Anyway, that's all I've got.
Nice.
Thanks,
Zaniel.
Taylor. What do you got, Zane?
Zane.
Well,
he's just making a note to beep that bit.
I am making a note. I misinterpreted the tone. So I've gone for some actual sexual education.
Oh, good.
Oh, good. Right. I think I might have misinterpreted with sex by Tequila, but that's...
Oh, no, that checked out.
Yeah, that checked
out.
So as the resident homosexual, I'm going to tell you
all
about...
Are you gay?
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
I'm just homosexual. I'm not happy ever.
I liked it. I don't like it.
That was my Alex impression.
Oh, no. Oh, you bloody got me. That was a good one.
Dragged.
I haven't been burnt by Zane before. It was so
mighty. It hurts, let me tell you.
Like the sword of Damocles. Yeah. He brought it down.
Zeus casually leans over and smites a man.
Trying to impress a lady. Zeus is just like, you want to say something cool? A boom.
Boom. Body boom.
A body boom.
Destroyed by the CEO of that. Not Canada. I appreciate it. Thank you.
The handkerif code.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Danger Will Robinson.
Now, when homosexuals wanted to stay in the closet,
sure,
they needed to communicate to other homosexuals, not only that they were homosexual, but in fact that they had certain proclivities that they would like to advertise to said partners.
Gotcha, gotcha, gotcha.
I'm regretting this voice.
I'm with you so far.
Are you regretting this voice?
I regret this voice.
I'm worried about your vocal cords.
Do you want to cut the voice?
Oh, wait, hold on. I think Zane has to leave now, but who's coming in? Oh, it's Zane's twin brother coming in to the podcast.
It's the Marquis du Taint.
It's the Marquis du Taint.
How are you?
Hello, everyone. It's the Marquis du Taint here.
It was your chance for escape and you did not take it.
No. This is the Marquis du Taint's voice, but it wears off after about 10 seconds.
Oh, of course.
So the handkerchief code is also known as the hanky code or the bandana code or as flagging.
Okay, so
basically it's color-coded handkerchiefs that you put in your back pockets to let people know what you're into.
Gotcha.
Or that you or who you're into.
Love it. Get me one immediately.
Like well, it was invented in the 1970s.
Was it? Because I associated it in my head with like Oscar Wilde.
No, there were other things there. Like there was the color of the tie in England.
Yeah, or like a kerchief in the
it was only homosexuals would wear a red tie.
Right.
Or it was that homosexuals would specifically wear a red tie in some parts
context.
Of London.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Et cetera, et cetera.
Was Bruce Springsteen gay?
I mean, that's his whole
born
thing.
Born in the USA.
Well,
I know nothing about Bruce Springsteen.
Like men who somehow accidentally get an earring in their right ear, which was also a signifier of homosexuality.
I believe my father did that, by the way.
Yes, Stuart.
I know Dad has
Shouts
had one ear pierced.
Stewie.
Don't know. And he was like,
I only ask because you mentioned the flag in the back pocket and born in the USA.
Famously.
It just is a dude with something in his back pocket. Presumably
famously.
Bruce.
But presumably,
it now,
Bruce.
It doesn't really look like a flag so much as like a hat.
Yeah, it kind of doesn't even look like a handkerchief.
I don't even know what it is.
Anyway,
it's like a completely pointless
so
point I've risen.
Yes. It's thought that it kind of originated like back in the day before it became like pop gay culture.
Gotcha.
Like, during the gold rush in San Francisco, when there were a whole bunch of men and cowboys and engineers who have handkerchiefs and no women to have sex with to let people know whether they were receptive to homosexual relationships and what, if anything, they would be up for.
Gotcha.
Hmm.
So was it was different colors signifying different things?
Yes. Also, which pocket you had it in.
Gotcha.
So, the colors.
Yeah.
Black, simple S&M.
Okay.
Just like a little bit of S&M.
Yeah.
Dark blue, anal sex.
Oh. Yes.
Light blue, oral sex.
Ah.
Anyone want to guess what brown's for?
Ooh. Well, we've already
listed
the one
rimming.
That I thought it might
rimming.
Have been.
Rimming?
Scat.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought that was a bit obvious. So.
Is it like when you're having sex and you go, whatibity beep, bop, scoop, a doodly hum?
That's it. That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
it.
That's whip,
whip. When I have sex with
a scat man?
A scat man?
Scatman John.
I just
couldn't name a single
Jason Mraz. There we go.
Yeah, okay. Sure.
Does Jason Mraz scat?
I'm yours. Very badly.
That's not scatting.
What does green stand for?
Ooh.
Snot play?
Think about it.
Doing it outside.
Both.
Dogging. Which is that?
Exhibitionism?
What, like having sex
green.
Naked?
What else is green?
It's not.
Recycling?
Prostitution. If you're a hustler, you wear a green handkerchief.
I didn't know that.
Wait, what else is green? Why is prostitution?
Oh,
I gotcha.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, a diva is a female version
of a hustler.
Red. We're getting serious here. This is serious.
Blood play?
I was actually having sex on your period, and
does
I was like,
mean
wait.
That thing, okay, are we talking the 70s here?
We're talking the 70s.
Yeah, does it mean HIV?
No.
Oh, good.
There is no handkerchief signifier for that.
Yeah, okay.
Then HIV really kind of kicked off in the 80s.
Oh, that's right, yes. Yeah.
Really, he got its legs in the 80s.
That's when the US government invented it.
Yeah, when everyone died.
Yeah.
Awkward. Glad I'm not doing this voice anymore.
Yeah.
any guesses for red?
No.
More extreme than anal sex or scat?
This is like
yeah,
fire.
Yeah, I go with Alex's blood play.
Fisting.
Ah.
Is red.
Okay.
That's
yellow.
Piss.
Champagne showers, baby.
Yeah. Purple.
Why did you look at me when you said purple?
Like I'm looking at all of you.
BDSM?
Like
bruising?
No, piercing.
Oh. Piercing what?
Just piercing everything. Play in sex.
Well, I don't know what that is.
like when something goes through a body part, it is pierced.
Like ear piercing. So like, or you do like...
While you're having sex?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you That's weird. You're not like...
No, no, you're not we like don't kink shame here.
I'm not kink shaming, it's just
you're not trying to thread the needle while you're going at it. Like you kind of lie down and do stuff and then you're like, oh, no, I'm very...
And the final one. And this should be obvious to everyone.
Sure.
Because there's not much that I haven't
said. Not much left, yeah.
Orange. An orange handkerchief.
Orange is your favorite color.
It is my favorite color.
Ooh. Is it your favorite handkerchief?
Is it just someone who wants to cuddle?
Ooh, that's nice.
It's implied
wholesome.
That if you're wearing a handkerchief, you do just like a cuddle.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Plus.
This thing.
Plus.
Cuddle plus.
Scat play.
Orange
Cuddle's
is
the base game and all this is DLC.
Cuddle plus sounds like a TV program.
James is concentrating so hard on trying to just tick off all the boxes. Yeah. What haven't I mentioned?
What hasn't there
Orange
been?
Is...
Threesomes.
Anything goes.
Oh, okay. Freestyle.
Goes.
There you go.
Handkerchief
code. Nice.
That was very
That's very informative.
That was very informative.
And I'm also going to be very careful about
and
which
I
handkerchiefs I put in my pocket.
Stop wearing handkerchiefs in
I've
their back pocket.
I've got a red and white striped, no, a black and white striped handkerchief in my handbag at the moment. What does that mean?
It could mean that you're into S&M, but you're also a virgin.
Oh.
I'm into it, I guess.
How accurate.
In for a penny, in for a pound. Let's just get it over with. Fantastic. Thank you so much, Zane. That was good.
You're welcome.
Friends, I'm going to talk about, so I've made some comments about the political climate in the United States in the past.
Sure.
Really? Yep. No, it's just the US, they've all got states. A lot of them have some weird fucking laws.
Okay.
I'm
learning so much.
I'm here for US facts.
Are we here to talk obscure sex laws?
Obscure sex laws.
All right.
In the United States. So I'm just going to go down the list.
Please.
Ready? So, Washington, give...
The state or DC?
The state.
Washington state.
Washington state. Give a sex worker a ride to work, lose your car.
Ooh. Oh, damn.
They take your car off you.
Yikes.
What if you don't know that they're a sex worker and then they got out of the car and they're like, boogity-boo, I'm a sex worker.
What if you do it on a motorbike?
Yeah. Lose your bike, I'm assuming.
What if you're an Uber driver and they need to get to work?
That's
lose your car.
That's genuinely a good...
What if you're a sex worker?
Uber isn't legal.
And you drive
in
a regular person to work.
Yeah.
That's true. What if you're a taxi driver? I don't know.
What if you give the sex worker your car, they drive you to their work, and then they give it back to you?
Done. There it is. There's a loophole.
I'm not saying this.
They've lost their own car. It's great.
Nebraska.
Yep.
You can't get married if you've got gonorrhea.
Is this all true?
This is all true.
Yeah. Do you have to take a P-test before you get married in Nebraska?
In some states you had to have a physical and have like a background check and like a certain amount of money in the bank before you could get a marriage license.
Oh,
that's why people eloped. They would leave the state, get married, come back.
That's fair.
Makes sense.
Yeah, okay.
I never understood eloping, but now I understand.
Well, I guess it's like... Yeah,
my parents
there's
eloped.
Or if it's, yeah,
there's
families,
pressure
yeah.
and then there's the families are like, no, you can't marry this person and yada yada. Mm. But yeah, families are weird, man. Oftentimes they're not as cool as they're out.
Kev's
a legend.
What's next?
Iowa. Kisses may last for no longer than 5 minutes.
Who's policing that?
I don't know, man. I've assumed
Come
the police.
On, dude.
I just imagine
every time you kiss some
twiddling
guy
a
as a
with
timer.
A little stopwatch being like, yeah. The kiss police.
The kiss police. To jail with you, sir.
Also, what's the punishment? Like, do you get a ticket? Do you get like
jail?
Tickets.
Yeah. I'm assuming fines. That's there'll be no more kisses. You've used up all your kiss time. You're allowed 5 minutes of kiss time with any partner
in your life.
You
can
get a prepaid kiss voucher with Virgin.
Yeah, it's good. You've got to top up your kiss.
With certain credit cards that you apply for, you can get more a lot of kiss time.
You get frequent kisser points.
I've got great kiss credit. I've never kissed anyone.
All this kissing for you, baby. Michigan, 5 years in prison for seducing an unmarried woman.
No way.
Wait, hold on. What are you supposed to seduce?
I don't know.
Are you sure it's not seducing?
Unmarried.
Seducing means having sex with. Have sex with an unmarried woman or you'll get 5 years in prison.
In the States, lot of laws are just ignored.
Oh, yeah. Isn't there one about like duck on your head or something like that if you put a...
And like you can't drive through a tunnel with beer in your boot or something?
Yeah.
And you can't transport women by camel.
You can't do it.
Which is so.
I mean, that's a fair law. I mean, you know, I understand why that law's there.
I mean, they have my camels at the same time.
Yeah, it's just not healthy.
Oh, jeez. What's next?
Camels are fun. Camels are good fun.
Yes, but camels and women should not mix.
I am the only woman at this table, and I agree.
Welcome to Unfeatured Articles, our hard right-wing podcast, where we talk about camels and women and how they should not mix.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, people in planes, they can mix.
To be honest, camels scare me anyway. So.
They're lovely. Have you never met
I've ridden a camel.
A canal?
Have you met many camels? Not seen, not touched.
I used to live in Noosa, and there is a big camel community on near the North Shore.
They like sharing recipes and
Tupperware
and
stuff. Yeah. They have a Facebook group.
I went over there, I was like, can I just borrow a cup of sugar?
I was going to say that. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Sweet.
New York, adultery is illegal.
That's fair.
Isn't that worldwide?
No,
adultery is not usually illegal.
Not like a law thing.
Okay,
frowned upon.
Like, what the fuck, though, world?
Yeah. TBH.
Hey, you can cheat on people if you want to. Do what you want.
BRB.
BRB.
That'll be our next slogan.
Yeah. I mean, it's only hurting someone's feelings.
Yeah. I guess.
That should be illegal, Zane.
Yeah.
Fuck that people. Should be illegal.
My motto.
Welcome back to my hard right wing chat where I talk about SJWs and how they're ruining my adultery.
Oh, God.
Kindersville, New Hampshire. No hanging lingerie on a clothesline near the airport.
That's not a sex.
No, that's because of the planes.
Oh.
Yeah.
They will steal the lingerie.
The steals. Oh, yeah. The aeromorphs are going to come
I heard just laundry. They're like, no hanging lingerie on the wash by the airport. And I was like, that's not a sex thing. That's not. You said lingerie.
Haddon Townships, New Jersey. Flirting is illegal.
What the
fuck? Oh, I would love the definition of flirting.
I personally have flirted in New Jersey.
Damn.
Come for me.
You can't go back?
Come for me.
I wonder how long the statute of limitations
is. Is that what you said or what you're challenging them to do? Hey! Virginia, obscenity is a bigger crime if you use a computer.
What?
That doesn't even make
sense. Wait, hold on. Say that one again.
Obscenity?
Uh-huh.
Is a bigger crime?
Yeah.
If you use a computer?
Ah.
So if you swear online, bigger crime.
Apparently.
That seems like a relatively new one because of computers.
Well, it could be like the 80s or the 90s.
Yeah, swear online, Virginia. Bigger crime.
If you mention that Virginia sounds like vagina, you go to jail.
Yeah. You're North Carolina, you can't pretend to be married to share a hotel room.
Oh, damn.
I thought you were going to say you can't pretend to be married to Cher. I was like, back off.
Sorry, this cake's mine. We're not married yet.
Does that mean you can't share a hotel room if you're not married?
No, I think you can, but you just got to be like, you can't pretend to be.
Yeah, you can't.
A hotel's like, you're not married. Sorry, you'll have to get two separate rooms.
Probably.
Sometimes.
Really?
I've shared hotel rooms with my dad where they've been like,
Wow.
My dad and I are not married,
the
record.
That so many people were pretending that they had to be like, this has to stop.
Yeah, guys, come on.
This is a societal problem.
Come on, do something.
This is just a whole hotel policy. This has to be more.
Yeah. Okay, now I went to an Anglican school. James, I think you went to a Catholic school, didn't you? So this was like one that was enforced at my school, but this is state. Students may not hold hands in school. That is a rule in Tennessee. Just like a statewide rule.
Wow.
What, yeah. Any student, like I went to an all-girls school, so the girls can't hold hands?
Didn't know Umbridge was around.
Yeah.
I went to an Anglican school. You could hold hands, but you could never be more than 30 centimeters.
You got to leave room for Jesus. Yeah.
Got to leave room. Yeah. He's there.
If
he's
the
always
balloon
there.
Pops,
always present.
The angels
Florida,
cry.
Married couples can't engage in open lewdness.
Oh.
Does that just
no
mean like
pinching
PDA?
Bottoms for you?
Like, I think so.
Can you kiss
oh,
in public,
damn.
Or is that lewdness?
Yeah.
What is the definition of lewdness?
I don't know. Lewdness. A lot of topless people in Florida. I just know that. There's a lot of topless beaches.
I guess.
But if you're married,
I mean, yeah, but that's
none of that.
None of that, though.
You can't go to topless beaches if you're married.
Yeah. Mississippi. No explaining polygamy to anyone.
What?
We shan't speak of it.
We can't speak of it. They won't learn.
Explain.
I'm not going to say anything, but I will leave this book on your bed. And if you want to do some reading, then that's on you.
That's on you.
It's just like a spelling bee. Just, your word is polygamy. Can I get a definition?
No.
That's
New Orleans, Louisiana. Fortune tellers can't use their powers to settle lovers' quarrels.
Their powers.
The powers that they have. Their legal powers.
Psychic powers.
These legally recognized psychic powers.
Can use them for a lot of things, but not for that.
Texas, you can't own more than 6 dildos.
Damn.
Guess I won't get to live in Texas then.
Also,
me neither.
Also, I don't want to get crude.
Yeah.
But yes, what's the definition of a dildo?
And also,
yeah, because I can buy 7 cucumbers.
I was
going to
say, no zucchinis in Texas.
Per person? Or is it like a married
couple?
Per family. If you have a house dildo. Of daughters,
yeah,
you better hope the police don't come knock.
Jesus.
Oklahoma. Bar owners must not allow simulated anal sex. Now,
wait,
okay, I got a lot of questions about this one.
Bar owners
must not allow simulated anal sex. No, sorry. Animal sex.
Oh.
Bar owners must not allow simulated animal sex.
I'm still a little confused. So, I'm less confused. That's very specific.
So if there's like a mechanical bull. And I go up and I hump the bull from behind. Hey, James, this is really funny.
Oh, damn. No,
I go to jail.
Or a petting zoo and a bunch of drunk guys go in there and start pretending to have sex with a sheep.
Hey, Zane.
Yep.
How many bars have you been to that have petting zoos?
I go to
at least two.
At least once in my life.
Yeah. All of
they
it
sound
had
fucking great, man.
Yeah, cool. I'd like to go to these bars.
All right, friends.
More like a heavy petting zoo.
Yeah.
Three more. You're
white market.
Three more. Adams County, Colorado.
Yep.
Male masseuses must wear all white clothing.
Okay.
So that stains don't show.
I get. Sure. So kind of a brown pants sort of.
That was the three levels of realization.
Yeah.
California, no selling booby pillows within 1,000 feet of a
highway. I'm sorry. What is a booby pillow?
I don't know. You know that, like, I've
don't
got
act a, like you I've don't a, know what booby I've pillows
got a waifu,
are.
I've got a waifu and I got a pillow, a body pillow.
I'm familiar with body pillows. Is it just like a rectangle with boobs
with
on
two
it?
With two men. Maybe.
Yeah. Like those weird mouse mats that are upsettingly comfortable.
I'm going to, hold on.
They're very comfy to use. I'm
FBI,
like,
stop
this.
Tracking me for 2 seconds. Yeah. I'm going to look up booby pillows.
We'll come back to California booby pillows.
Why can't you be near the highway with them?
I don't know.
Yeah.
What are you going to do on the highway?
Distracting.
Hey, guys, look
Maybe
at these boobs.
Men are putting the booby pillows on their chest and pulling their shirts down to it, get a lift, and one too many people who are willing to pick up a female hitchhiker got a terrible surprise.
Maybe. Also, I'm looking
it's
it
elaborate.
Up. It's
elaborate.
It's exactly what
I
you
I believe
think.
It, though. It's exactly
okay.
what you think.
Okay,
it's,
I would,
that's what it says on the
I
chin.
Would argue this is a lot more trashy and gross than I would think.
True. Yeah,
upsetting to look at is what this
Taylor,
is.
Taylor, would you like to look at the booby pillows?
There's a bunch of boob, and then there is just a rather wholesome child of a child.
I don't
on
support the booby pillow.
Yeah.
One's wearing a bra, which I find...
Just get
sincere.
Yourself some nice boobies.
And then one of them has, you know, the animal boobies?
No.
You know, the birds? Called boobies? Blue-fitted boobies.
Oh, man.
In Utah.
Yes.
No marrying your first cousin until you're the age of 65.
Finally.
65.
Like, waiting.
I'm going to wait. I'll wait for you.
I'm coming for you, Michael.
This isn't creepy enough. How about you wait until you're both old? Then it's fine.
No, I guarantee you it's so that they can't procreate.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, definitely.
Got
them. Yeah.
That long game.
That's
got
to be it.
That long game. we won't stop you from loving.
No marrying.
We'll stop
no
you marrying from fucking.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, dear. And that's the end of mine.
There we go. That was regaling.
That was a trip.
That was good fun.
Well, that's all five of us. How long has this episode been, Zane? Rather long.
About 40 minutes.
Oh, boom. We're
crushing it. Absolutely crushing it.
Well, thank you so much for coming on, guys.
Yeah. Oh, actually, you know how we're doing games.
Yeah, we're doing games at the moment.
So I'm going to be taking some bets from the room. So I'm going to look up the Wikipedia article for sexual intercourse.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How many times in that article is the word
sex?
No. 69.
Is that word or the
no, that was bet? My guess.
Is the word arousal going to come up in the article for sexual intercourse?
17.
Right. 42.
Hold on.
I don't know how long the article
is. I will look it up.
Because you could be like 28 and it's like, it's one sentence long.
What, the article for sexual
the
intercourse
entire
is going to be one sentence?
I had to speak in comedic exaggeration
I mean,
to prove my point.
Right. Let's see. Hold on. Sexual intercourse. It is a rather long... It is... What are we looking at here, Taylor?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm shopping online. I'm just wondering if everyone at the table likes this pair of pants or not.
That's good. This is an appropriate time to do it.
Great.
Thanks for coming on the podcast, Taylor.
I start working 6 hours. You should be grateful. My eyes are open.
I told you you could go home.
Love you.
Hey. Mom and dad fight.
Five full sections in this big Wikipedia article.
Yep.
You can see it's rather long.
I'm ready.
I'm going to go around the table. Taylor, in the Wikipedia article for sexual intercourse, how many times do you think the word arousal is in the article?
36.
Okay.
Three.
Yep.
17.
52.
36, 3, 17, 52. All right. I am pressing Control F.
This is grooving.
I am typing
never felt
in
more like a nerd
word
in my life.
A. Arousal.
O.
U.
S.
X. E-L. Wait.
Did I spell arousal wrong?
It is spelled A R O U S A L.
Damn it.
Did you say E-L?
I said arousal.
Arousal.
I thought you meant carousel.
Oh, no. How many times, James?
Arousal comes up in the article 5 times.
Oh, James Alex the Smith.
There we go.
Alex is the closest.
Thank you.
I just confused my two best friends.
We blend into each other more often than you
think. The trick is you think about how words are formed and the way people speak, and that was how I did it.
Nice.
Because if there are 5 different sections, why would there be more than 5?
Yeah.
He's done it. He's done it.
Very good. Well, that concludes our raunchy ep of unfeatured articles. Raunchier than usual, I'd say.
Yeah, I'd
probably
agree.
It's been
probably
a pleasure.
Probably due to and then they fucked being part of it.
Probably, yeah.
That's true.
Speaking of, thank you so much, Taylor and Zane, for coming on.
Thank you.
Do you guys have anything you'd like to plug coming up? This is going out sometime early November. Ooh. So
just go
Isn't it early November now?
Yeah.
And see...
Yeah, just come and see. If you guys have had enough of your bland Wikipedia articles and you're ready for something a bit spicier on the internet,
oh, wow,
that's fine.
Just jump on over to And Then They Fucked.
Uh huh.
We got you covered. We got discounts on anal toys.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
We have a sponsor, yeah.
I love that.
So I just learned a thing.
I want to say we're better than you, but.
Not a lot we can be sponsored by, yeah, except Wikipedia.
And they themselves are asking for money. So, like, yeah, we can't
not a lot
really.
We can do. Yeah.
You should talk to Pegging Toys. I'm sure that they'd love you.
I'm sure they'd love it.
Can we please get sponsored
by Pegging
Toys? By Pegging Toys?
That's very funny. I've been asking you guys to hook me up for a while.
I'll send you an email tomorrow.
Thanks,
buddy.
Baby. Cheers.
Done. Alrighty. Alex, how about you, mate? You got anything you want to spruik?
You got a single coming out, babe.
I do have a single coming out.
My God.
It'll probably be out by the time this episode comes out.
This is next Tuesday. So
this is Tuesday the 13th, I believe.
No,
this episode is dropping.
Not out by the time.
But it's coming out.
This is a quick turnaround. Holy damn.
Yeah, this is why we got
this.
This
is why we're here at 11:37 on
like,
a Sunday
I can't come
night.
On and be like, well, we fucking need
we need an episode though.
Well, I have a single releasing on Spotify, Bandcamp, and iTunes on November the 15th. It's called Rescue Me.
That's the end of this week.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm a musician called Your
I'm
Man
starring
Alex
in the video.
As am I.
As is James.
We are in such...
I'm sorry, what? I thought I signed an exclusivity contract.
This was a deal.
Also, are we the environment to drop this information? Probably not.
Oh, yeah, hey. we fine.
Why? Why is that?
Why is it fine?
Why should we not drop it here?
Oh, because I haven't said a word about it to anyone anywhere.
Well, this is the debut. This is a hot scoop that Unfeatured Articles gets on our sex-based episode, a hot Weimer scoop. That's the name of the episode.
A hot Weimer scoop, yes.
I'm so anxious all the time.
Yeah, man.
Please fair. Don't destroy my music career.
Don't worry. I was going to call it Sex Nazis, but...
Yeah, good.
God. I'm not mad.
Well, then, other than that, you can find us, of course, on iTunes, Spotify, and all your podcatchers. We will be back with another episode next week, probably with O'Reilly McNamara in tow.
Probably.
We hope so.
Love that boy.
Let's hear it for the boy.
We are a part of the Good Time Boys as well.
Yes,
our
we
sketch
are.
Comedy group. Alex is also involved in that.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to drop information here so
please.
That he doesn't have an option in doing it. We're going to be making a video by the end of the year.
Hopefully.
And putting that up on YouTube. But if you'd like to see any of our previous video content, head on to YouTube. The easiest way to find us is type in King of Beers, The Good Time Boys.
Yeah.
And you'll find a bunch of video sketch comedy up on there. And yeah.
That'll
talk about My Songs Suck. We talked about it and then they fucked.
Yeah.
You got a single coming out. We do sketch comedy.
Whole bunch to see.
Actually, if you do listen to My Song Suck, voting will end.
Oh yeah,
this coming Friday for which song we remake.
So yeah, that's true. Gonna be really very exciting
because you guys have just finished your first album that you've been looking at.
Yep. Yes,
of your previous music.
Yeah.
And you're going to remake one of the songs, which is real cool. I voted for Like Bastard Like Son.
Thank you.
I believe Zane did as well.
I'm voting for Like Bastard Like Son.
As is Taylor.
Oh, there you go.
It was you three.
Uh-huh, we've got him.
I haven't voted yet, so it'll be four by the time I get on there.
Fuck. Oh damn. Well then, thank you so much for listening. Thank you. This is obviously a very different episode, but we hope you enjoyed it.
We'll have our regularly scheduled programming as of next week.
Yes. But till next time, browse responsibly. Oh no, hold on. Our intro, our theme song is Purgatory and Friends by Kevin MacLeod. Until next time, browse responsibly.
Browse responsibly. Hey again, let's go.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.